Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, giddy up, let's rock and roll, my friends.
Here's what I tell everyone.
We got a country to save here, crying out loud.
I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. With the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Welcome aboard for What's on Your Mind, Thursday edition of the program. A little smoky outside. We'll clear that smoke out from the Government Weaponization Subcommittee in the United States Congress. You're going to get little snippets of this everywhere else. Little sound bites here and there. Little news anchors telling you what happened. And 30-second sound bites, not so much from us. We're going to let you hear the key pieces of this, and I am going to ask a question of all of you today. What do we do about the FBI? We're hearing from these whistleblowers saying they raise concerns about the FBI targeting conservatives, and the FBI retaliated against them. That is your FBI, ladies and gentlemen. There you go. So what do we do? That's the question of the day. 701-271-1100. You can text us at 701-237-1590. Also today on the program, Senator David Hogue. He is the Senate Majority Leader in the North Dakota Legislature. They've recently wrapped up the session, and we're going to talk a little bit about the highlights from Senator Hogue today on the program. Brian Cronk, the money man, will be here. Your questions for a real pro, someone that's managing money, managing your money in a lot of cases, and hands-on doing that all the time. A lot of investment groups you go to outsource that. Not at Collins and Cronk. They're doing that in-house and doing it well, so much so that Brian is really in demand for a lot of other major money funds to say, how do you do what you do? So some great expertise here later today. Take advantage of that on the program. Let me start with the opening statement of Representative Jim Jordan just a little bit ago about this hearing and what we're going to hear today. Okay, this is Jim Jordan, congressman from Ohio, and he is the chairman of the Select Subcommittee on Weaponization of the Federal Government. Take it away, Jim.
Politics is driving the agenda in federal agencies. Don't believe me, just read the Durham report from 3 days ago. No probable cause, no predicate, no evidence whatsoever, but the FBI opened a case, took a dossier they knew was false, from a political campaign, from the Clinton campaign, to spy on a presidential candidate and American citizens. Here's the key line from the Durham report. Quote, the FBI failed to uphold their mission of fidelity to the law. They didn't follow the law. Didn't have probable cause or evidence to do what they did. An agency focused on politics. But I would argue today it's even worse. Because today it's not just presidential campaigns. Today it's the American people. They're the target. You're not politically correct. You're not in line with what they think should be the political position, the proper position. You're the target. Parents attending a school board meeting, pro-lifers praying at a clinic, or Catholics simply attending mass, you could be a target. And maybe what's just as frightening is if you're one of the good employees in our government who come forward to talk about the targeting, you then become a target. You face retaliation. If you're one of those And I think there are thousands and thousands of good employees working across our country in the FBI and other agencies. But if you're one of those good employees driven by your commitment to the Constitution and your conscience and you come forward, they're going to come after you. If you come forward and tell us about the radical traditional Catholic memo, you come forward and tell us about this idea that they're going to create some snitch line to report on parents going to school board meetings. You do that, they will try to crush you. They will retaliate against you. They're coming after you. But these guys today, they were brave enough. They took their oath seriously. They believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the rule of law, and they came forward. And I want to thank them for doing it. But because they did, man, oh man, have they faced retaliation. Mr. O'Boyle was selected for a new unit, moved his family from Kansas to Quantico, Virginia, and the first day he arrives here, after being selected for this new unit, serving in our military, serving well in the FBI, with first day he arrives here, they tell him his clearance is suspended. Can't get his belongings for his family, can't get his clothes, can't get his children's clothes, 4 kids and a 2-week-old newborn. Mr. Friend raised concerns about using the SWAT team to arrest someone who was willing to turn themselves in, and the FBI takes his clearance. Wouldn't even let him get access to his firearms training records, which he needs to get employment. Mr. O'Boyle's went 200 some days without getting paid. Mr. Allen's went 450 days without getting paid. This is the kind of retaliation they have faced for coming forward and telling us the truth. For Mr. Allen, he lost his clearance for simply doing his job, compiling case-related research, using open-source material, news and articles, and passing them on to the people working the case. And they didn't like some of the material he passed on. 450 days without pay. And the retaliation isn't limited to the FBI. Democrats on this committee also engaged in it. They leaked parts of these guys' interviews to the press. Press reported on it. And then the press had to issue corrections. The Post, the Washington Post, the New York Times, Rolling Stone, because what the Democrats told them wasn't accurate. What they reported wasn't accurate. That's why Mr. Allen would only let Republicans talk to him. He said, I've seen what's going on. I want to be interviewed by the Republicans. We've talked to over 24 whistleblowers. People have come to us. We've interviewed several of those, and today three of them. Three of those brave whistleblowers and the lawyer who represents them will tell us their story. They will tell us what happened, what they saw, and then what happened to them because they were courageous enough to report it to Congress. I just want to tell you guys, get ready. Get ready, because these guys are going to come after you. You know they are. Last hearing we had two journalists, Democrats, two Democrat journalists sat right where you guys did. And these guys tried to get them to divulge their sources. Someone needs to tell them how the First Amendment works. And oh, while Mr. Taibbi, one of those award-winning journalists sitting right where you're sitting, was testifying, guess what else was happening? The IRS was knocking on his door. So get ready. But I know you're up to the task, because you came forward in the first place. Thank you for your commitment to the Constitution, the First Amendment, the rule of law, and for your willingness to come forward and tell Congress what you've seen, what you've witnessed. Thank you for doing that. Mr. Leavitt, thank you for representing him. We appreciate that. Now I yield to the ranking member for an opening statement.
All right. That is Jim Jordan with his opening comments on exactly what this hearing is all about. And it is turning into a bit of a food fight, right, Kev?
Oh, boy. Wasserman Schultz just a little bit ago,
Debbie.
Was recognized.
Debbie.
I'm going to go back to before Debbie was, this gal has purple hair.
Okay.
So I'm guessing she might be a Democrat. But
I don't know why you draw that conclusion.
This is how it went down here.
Ask you a question.
Sure.
Mr. Chairman.
In there. Questioning Iraqi vet.
Can I ask the chairman a question?
After Ms. Sanchez, I'll gladly take your question, Ms. Sanchez, and we will restore the 5 minutes for Ms. Sanchez.
Sanchez. Lovely hair.
I find it incredible that evidence that one side has garnered is not going to be shared with the other side. That is not how committees work. Chairman Jordan, yeah. Ranking Member Plaskett, I think it's important that we recognize this hearing for what it actually is. Make no mistake, this hearing is a vehicle to legitimize the events of January 6th and the people who perpetrated it. And why? Because Donald Trump is running for president again. And if you normalize the events of January 6th, if you repeat his election fraud lies, then maybe he doesn't seem quite so extreme. Maybe it will be easier to overturn a free and fair election the next time.
I didn't hear much of that.
For those of you who have forgotten, on January 6th, a mob of people who believed Donald Trump's lie that the 2020 election was stolen stormed the Capitol, seeking to stop the certification of the 2020 presidential election.
She's from California. Linda Sanchez from California.
Nobody's saying anything about January 6th. They're talking about FBI.
Yeah, and Trump. And can you hear us reaching there?
We're talking about whistleblowers that were inside the FBI, accusing the FBI of targeting conservatives, and then the FBI retaliating against them. I don't understand why that's so hard to comprehend. But I want to hear Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
All right, I'll cue that up. You'll hear it next.
She never disappoints.
Because she's saying they didn't get some sort of information. And Jordan kind of just sets her up and knocks her down with the fact that they're not. It doesn't apply. He's actually a lawyer.
Why didn't they just ask the questions of the witnesses there to get to the bottom of what's happening in the FBI? Because that's the real question. The rest of this is noise.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Spring is here and the scenery while driving down the road will soon be filled with farm machinery planting this year's crop. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. As fieldwork begins, we want to remind you to take extra caution when approaching large, slow-moving machinery traveling down the road. A successful crop year is one that is accident-free. Irie Insurance offers all lines of insurance and we would love the opportunity to visit with you. For our contact information, please visit our website at irieins.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
George Jones.
Yeah, yeah.
Where's the birthday today?
George Strait, actually.
George Strait, sorry.
George Strait. Hey, George is George. Yeah, no, George Strait's 71 today.
You sound alike.
Yeah, well,
George Strait is 71.
71.
Wow.
Still getting it done.
Unbelievable. Saw him at the Fargo-Dome one time. Fantastic.
Yeah. Was I was there with you. Oh, yeah.
Fargo-Dome, right?
Yeah.
I think he was at Lara Center.
71 today. He is the king of country music, and Garth Brooks will tell you that in a heartbeat.
And he's kind of the last of the crooners, right?
I mean, troubadours, yeah.
Yeah.
If you do a search sometime, you want to see a cool boat, look at the Day Money yacht. Did I ever tell you that? His yacht? He's got a place in Rockport, Texas, where my in-laws go. And he owns the end of this peninsula in this Key Allegro development. And he's got like this 80-foot triple-decker Doppler radar Mac Daddy fishing yacht called Day Money. And one day we're driving in my father-in-law's little boat, which was a nice, very nice boat, but little compared to this monster. And you never see anybody there, but all of a sudden there was all kinds of people. They were loading the boat, and this dude in a ball cap, and my father-in-law says, "Oh, that's George, there's George Strait." I said, "What?" I couldn't help myself. I'm like, "George!" "Hey, how you doing, guys?" And I said, "What's with the Day Money?" He said, "Cattle operation pays for that one." I thought, oh, that's right. He's like the biggest cattle rancher in Texas, or one of them. So just his cattle operation pays for the $3 million fishing boat.
Wow.
Good gig if you can get it.
No kidding. Oh, I love George Strait. Anyway, let's tell you about the specials at PetroServe USA, shall we? What's for lunch today? French dip sandwich sound good? You can find that at the PetroServe USA at 45th. Orange chicken, they really do that well in Yulin. Gosh, that's good.
I'm going to just say 45th has a challenge in front of them on that French dip because Valley City is puts up a killer one.
They do.
So you better bring game better than Valley City's one because that's phenomenal.
Yulin has sweet and sour chicken today besides the orange chicken. And speaking of Valley City, they too have the French dip sandwich today, Kev.
Oh, it's a French dip battle.
And meatloaf subs, ravioli on hardwood, scalloped potatoes and ham. Or Tenders, West Main Avenue, West Fargo location of PetroServe USA. Teriyaki chicken rice bowl on 12th Avenue and I-29. Salisbury steak on MP Avenue downtown. And scallop potato with ham in Glendon today. So some highlights from the weaponization of government committee hearing today. Here's one of the whistleblowers. Listen to this. This is what they had to endure.
Oh, man.
The hands of the FBI.
Thank you, Chairman. Hello. My name is Marcus Allen. I'm a staff operations specialist for the FBI in the Charlotte field office. Due to whistleblower retaliation by the FBI, I've been suspended without pay for over a year. Thank you to the committee for allowing me time today to convey my concerns about the current FBI. In particular, I am concerned, and I believe this committee should also be concerned, about the FBI's use of the security clearance process to retaliate against whistleblowers. First, though, just so you know a little bit about me, I served honorably in the United States Marine Corps from 2000 to 2005. I was deployed to Kuwait and served two tours in Iraq and contributed to Operation Iraqi Freedom. During my deployments, I was exposed to live enemy fire on numerous occasions, even though I served primarily in analytical and intelligence roles. I was awarded the Navy and Marine Corps Commendation Medal and the Navy and Marine Corps Achievement Medal. I eventually joined the FBI and was Employee of the Year in 2019 in the Charlotte Field Office. As the holder of a top secret security clearance since 2001, I've been trusted with the nation's greatest secrets. So why am I here today? Despite my history of unblemished service to the United States, the FBI suspended my security clearance, accusing me of actually being disloyal to my country. This outrageous and insulting accusation is based on unsubstantiated accusations that I hold conspiratorial views regarding the events of January 6, 2021, and that I allegedly sympathize with criminal conduct. I do not. I was not in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, played no part in the events of January 6th, and I condemn all criminal activity that occurred. Instead, it appears that I was retaliated against because I forwarded information to my superiors and others that questioned the official narrative of the events of January 6th. As a result, I was accused of promoting conspiratorial views and unreliable information. Because I did this, the FBI questioned my allegiance to the United States. Since I was suspended, there's been a dearth of communication from the FBI, with interactions seemingly only being forced by actions from my counsel or members of Congress. For example, I was not even interviewed by anyone from the FBI until May of 2022. I was suspended in January of 2022. This interaction with the FBI happened on the heels of a public statement from a congressional member in early May of 2022. The member made statements indicating the FBI was conducting a purge of employees with conservative viewpoints. Within hours of the public statements, my counsel received a phone call from the FBI wanting to see if they could conduct an interview. I promptly complied and did an interview with investigators within a week. Throughout this ordeal, I and my counsel have responded quickly, whereas the FBI has only stonewalled. I have filed a federal civil rights lawsuit, which is pending, seeking to recover my livelihood and restore my good name. Recently, my counsel filed a whistleblower complaint with the Justice Department's Office of Inspector General. The complaint set forth retaliation through misuse of the security clearance process, as well as reprisal against me for making a protected disclosure.
Can you believe this? The guy's doing basic law enforcement to say, hey, let's battle test our case here.
Yeah, I really can't.
And all of a sudden, he's now
What's going on?
He's somehow the bad guy.
I know. This is unreal. And to think how deep and rot. I mean, to talk about the rot. It truly is.
It's like
a termite infestation.
The Democrats are playing, trying to turn this into a circus. Play the clip you had earlier from
Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's recognized here. Here we go. You'll love this.
You guys, gentlelady from New York, Ms. Stefanik.
I yield to the chair. Excuse me, Mr. Chair.
At least Stefanik has no
voice.
Are
you going to indulge the Congresswoman from Florida and her point of inquiry?
The gentlelady from Florida is recognized.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's my understanding
are you making a point of order?
No, I'm asking you a question.
Okay.
A point of inquiry.
Okay.
It's my understanding that the minority in this committee under the rules is entitled to the same testimony, information, documents that the majority is entitled to. So, I mean, I'm not aware that you're able to withhold information from the minority that we would need to use to prepare for.
When it comes to whistleblowers, you're not. And I would just remind everyone. Look, when it comes to whistleblowers, you are not.
That's not right.
It's shocking that the gentleman.
That is not right.
It's shocking that the gentleman.
So much about the whistleblower and the impeachment.
It's shocking that the gentleman from New York
would say that we had
when you were part of an investigation with an anonymous whistleblower.
We have.
Chairman, these individuals
Mr. Chairman, I can't hear five people at once.
I know.
We have regular order.
Mr. Yes. Mr. Chairman, it
Chair recognizes. It,
I'm inquiring, and I was not.
And I've told you that when it comes to whistleblowers, you are not entitled to it. That's
these
a discretion of Mr. Allen.
Mr. Chairman, these individuals
said,
have been determined not to be whistleblowers. These are not whistleblowers. They've been determined by the agency not to be whistleblowers. Are you deciding that they're whistleblowers?
Yes, the law decides. Did you not listen to Mr. Levitt's testimony? Did you not read the law? The law decides that they are whistleblowers.
His attorney is
recognizes the gentlelady from New York.
The law has not determined.
The gentlelady from New York has been recognized.
The law has not determined they are whistleblowers. His attorney is just asserting that.
Gentlelady.
Yeah. I love him. No, it doesn't. Next.
Ask your question of the witness.
Yeah.
If you've got a concern, ask a question of the witness.
Are you determinative? Yeah, I am. Next. You done? Yeah, I am.
This is about the FBI targeting conservatives and the FBI retaliating against heroes.
They're not whistleblowers, though. Didn't you hear her?
Oh, my gosh.
All American land is free because of the brave. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I'd be honored to raise a spectacular Made in America flagpole display on your property. I'm a Marine, and I still pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. We have the perfect flag to put the finishing touch on any Patriot's home or business. 701-571-3524 or ndflagpoleguy.com.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA News Update. A hearing is taking place on the Hill today involving multiple whistleblowers from the FBI, alleging illegal activities at the highest levels of America's top law enforcement agency. Wyoming Representative Republican Harriet Hageman on the need for whistleblowers.
Whistleblowers are protected by law, and the reason is simple and understandable. We must be able to count on disclosures from rank-and-file employees in order to conduct our oversight and hold people accountable for wrongdoing.
Hageman on what's been discovered by the whistleblowers.
Misallocation of law enforcement resources and misconduct within the leadership ranks of the FBI. In short, the leadership in the FBI is politically corrupt.
President Biden is in Hiroshima, Japan today. He's meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. Tomorrow is the start of the G7 summit. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Breaking news, it says, not a good sign for the economy. Home prices in America had their largest drop in more than 11 years.
What?
Say it ain't so, Joe.
Huh.
Yeah.
There's a very...
You know, the rapidly rising
rates
with,
thing.
Right.
With, I don't know.
What is it?
Spit it out.
That's it, folks.
That's
it.
Yeah. Back on What's On Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour. I want to play another clip here. This is Harriet Hageman. She is a Republican from Wyoming. She's the woman that beat Liz Cheney in that House race in Wyoming. And she's very eloquent. I've interviewed her before. I really enjoy her a lot. And she's kind of getting to this question that I'm asking of you, the audience, and that is, you know, we know enough now from whistleblowers, from the Durham report. There is institutional rot to the FBI. There is. And it's beyond a few bad apples that can be purged. It's institutional rot. All right? I believe that's the phrase that Durham used.
Yep.
So how do you fix that? What's your solution for that? Tell us at 701-271-1100. Call us at 271-1100 or text us at 237-1590. Here's Harriet Hageman on us.
9/11 was a watershed moment for many reasons. It was a horrific terrorist attack on the shores of the United States of America. But our government's ultimate response is also tragic. And by eventually finding a way to target not the terrorists, but American citizens, which is where the FBI and DOJ are at this point in time. Both the DOJ and the FBI, they've used the FISA court to obtain illegitimate surveillance authority. They've targeted political campaigns with which they disagree. They have created a Russia, Russia, Russia hoax to cripple a duly elected president. They have targeted Catholics for exercising their faith. They've targeted parents for wanting to protect their children. What we can say in short is that the eye of Sauron has turned inward, and it is burning with a white-hot intensity that seeks to destroy everything in its path. What I think we can say is that as the DOJ and FBI have become more political, they have amassed more power. And as they have amassed more power, they have become more political. This is a vicious cycle that must be stopped. To be blunt, the leadership of the FBI and the DOJ are corrupt. I will name names. Christopher Wray and Mary Garland are corrupt. They know it, we know it, and the American people know it. Congress needs whistleblowers like you so that we can conduct our oversight and correct course on these abusive federal agencies. And sadly, what we've already seen and what we will continue to see today is that the Democrats will not focus on the substance of what these brave men are exposing, or engage in a discussion about how to protect our constitutional rights and institutions from the tyrants that are running these agencies.
I'm not sure why I paused there, but
I love her. I think
she's making a very solid point about the rot that is there. But again, I'm frustrated because I don't hear anybody saying, you know, she's saying it must stop. I agree.
Well,
100%,
yeah.
It must stop.
This whole thing is going on and on, and now we're going to hear all this, and then, you know, then what?
What's our plan to stop
then
it?
Then what?
What should be our plan to stop
exactly.
it? Exactly. Best answer I've heard so far comes from a listener that said this is about the states taking back control. Well, all right, let's begin. And how many states would undertake that? Not all of them. 701-271-1100. Our telephone number, 701-271-1100 to call us. You can text us at 701-237-1590. Listener says, it's so smoky, I caught a politician with both hands in my pocket.
Hey, where do you go? Where do you go with that?
Not enough to have one.
Easy there, Trigger.
It's not enough to have one.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Snatching a few bucks from you with both hands, yeah. Another listener, establishment Republicans, rather, are happy with the status quo, so nothing will be done. Big problems go away as long as you don't talk about them, right? Well, I think it's incumbent on Republicans to suggest a way forward here for this two-stop. I really do. Please start waking up the domestic army people, the ones that are caused are innocent or they would be arrested. Not exactly sure what that texter is trying to say. But welcome others at 701-237-1590. You can also call us at 701-271-1100. I must say, I don't know what the answer is. I think if I were Christopher Wray and cared deeply about the institution of the FBI as a leader, I'd say the following. I'm resigning. I'm going to call on my leadership team to resign as well. And I'm going to suggest that the next director of the FBI come in with a reform mentality to fix this mess. You know, where's the statesman in this?
Oh.
Where is the statesman to say, you know what? Somebody needs to do this for the good of the institution. Does anybody care enough about the FBI as an institution?
No, the buck doesn't stop anywhere anymore. There's no accountability. Nobody's going to do that. They're going to fade away, or you know, they don't want the. We're in a different time, and the buck stops nowhere. It just keeps going. Then it gets handed around and back up to the top, around again, back to the bottom, and up to the side.
Where are they? Do they exist? Please, somebody, somewhere within the FBI, think enough of the institution to say, here's how you fix it. John, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Yes. How are we doing this morning, or shouldn't I ask?
Oh, just fine. Trying to
fantastic
fix the problems of the world with a warrior spirit. We're happy warriors.
Good luck on that one. This FBI crap, I hate to say this, but I think the January 6th was a good start to how to straighten stuff out.
What do you mean by that? What part of it?
When all the people, what they should do is the people should get together and walk into the White House and start dragging people out and say, you're not doing your job, you're fired, get out.
Well, the first part of that, I'm guessing, won't go very well. I mean, well, that's the I get it, dude. Yeah, I totally relate where your mind's at. I'm with you.
We were in Washington, D.C., yeah. Kevin and I, on January 6th, and there was a lot of good that happened that day. It's been turned into a political weapon now.
Yeah.
But the good on that day was people massing saying,
yeah,
I want something different.
Yes.
You know, I think where they cross lines is then going into actual buildings, obviously.
And then you give them the ammo to go, see?
Precisely. So now January 6th is
out of control.
It's turned into a political blunt force instrument against anybody else. But there's a part of what you're saying I agree with in people speaking up, in people taking back their government and saying enough already and drawing a line in the sand. We cannot, however, ever result to violence.
Because it'll be
counterproductive to what we're trying to accomplish anyway. And it's just wrong. Mike, on the road, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I'm very frustrated with the Republican Party, and especially the senators from North Dakota and South Dakota, and the representatives that... By this time, when Trump was in and he'd lost the House to the Democrats when he was in it 2 years, they had, by the end of that 2 years, they had three impeachments against them, all bogus BS. And then now they've got legitimate excuse to go after Biden, and I can't believe they haven't called for articles of impeachment. And I heard Kevin Cramer say, well, it really isn't going to make any difference because nothing is going to happen. And I'll tell you what, there is the problem. We have a uniparty system in Washington. They get there, they're all comfortable, and they're fiber of our country. And now the Supreme Court's going to allow the ban on assault weapons. You don't know. I mean, pretty soon you're going to be lucky if you could have a single shot 22. And Obama came out and said, he goes, okay, I want to have the same laws we do in Australia, confiscate all guns. Obama said that. I mean, we are in deep trouble.
Mike, appreciate your call. Understand your frustration. I think we all want Republicans to do more. We want everybody to stand up and fix this mess. And today we're talking about the FBI. You know, where do you start? Where do you start? What would you do? That's the question of the day. Jack and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Hi, Jack.
Good morning. You know, I agree with what this previous caller said, and the clip you played about the lady with the rot. You know, I'd like to talk about rot closer to home. Last week, we had the Fargo Superintendent of Public Schools announced to the state that he would not obey or honor the wishes of the legislature. That guy should have been fired immediately. He should be fired right now today. His job, his responsibility is to protect our children. His responsibility is to protect our junior high students. His responsibility is to protect our young adult senior high students from people exactly like him, people who say, it's all right if you boys want to cut your penis off and you can be a girl, and it's all right if you girls want to cut your breasts off and be boys. So this guy's teaching them, telling them, you can live in a fantasy world. Number two, he's telling them, it's all right if you don't obey the rules of your parents, the rules of the state, the rules of law enforcement. That guy should be gone. That's rot right here in North Dakota, right in Fargo.
Yeah, and I think we've been talking about this since that happened last week. A lot of people would agree with you. He serves at the pleasure of the Fargo School Board, and they were cheerleaders for his decision. One of them is a pediatrician.
Well,
she said it was pediatrician approved. Dr. Tracy Newman. Oh, it's pediatrician approved. Oh, isn't that cute? Yeah, but they were all loving it. But the parents, the taxpayers, can demand differently of their school board. That's for sure. And I'd love to see more people speak up about that. Jack, appreciate the call. Thank you. 701-271-1100. What do we do about the FBI? Tell me. And we continue.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. At ND Estate Services, it's our job to take a complicated process and make it simple for you and your family. We educate families on how to, number one, avoid probate, protect from guardianship, save taxes, and most importantly, have peace of mind. Contact me, Mark, at 701-318-0908 or contact me via ndestateservices.com.
Enjoy every day made better with the Splash Super Pool from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. The Super Pool is made in the USA and comes in 11 different sizes and shapes to turn any backyard into a beautiful summer getaway. Set it up in less than an hour for as little as $50 per month, everything included. Come check out why this is North Dakota's number one selling pool since 1997. The Splash Super Pool on display at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You sparkle and oh how you shine. The blush on your cheeks is more than the wine. And he must do something that I
need a new furnace. Air conditioner not quite cutting it. Time for a new water heater. Maybe you need a garage heater by the time next winter comes around. Bathroom remodels, garbage disposal replacement, install a humidifier, natural gas piping for a grill, whether it's design, build, new construction, prefab, repair and remodel. My friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons have you covered. longtime supporters of the What's on Your Mind program, so remember them when you need plumbing, heating, air conditioning. They can do it. HATandSons.com, HATandSons.com, 10 before the top of the hour. Spend most of this hour talking about the whistleblowers accusing the FBI of targeting conservatives. And the hearing's in a break right now. Kate Kamick.
Kat.
Oh, you want to call her Kate, but Kat Kamick, who is just this fire breather from Florida that
she's awesome.
She's just awesome. She really is. She's just she's on Charlie Kirk's show a lot. She's on Jimmy Fallon a lot. And she tore into the Democrats about their games ahead of this thing, and I thought did it well. Listen to this.
I want to thank you again for your courage today and also for your service to our nation. And as we predicted, our Democrat colleagues have immediately opened up with claims of conspiracy theories, MAGA extremism, mock outrage. Seems the only ones displaying mock outrage up here today are, in fact, the Democrats. Because according to them, journalists who appear before us aren't journalists, and you here today are not whistleblowers. But we, in fact, know that you are. But interesting times. The line about Republicans defunding police, that one seems to be particularly special. Because respectfully to my colleagues on the other side of the aisle, as the wife of a SWAT medic, as the wife of a first responder currently, who has served our community for the last 16 years, I can tell you with certainty that no one hates a bad cop more than a good cop. No one. And I see from you nodding your head that you agree with that sentiment. It is inaccurate and wrong to make that assumption that Republicans want to defund police. It is false. Because forcing a political agenda down the throats of our hardworking men and women of the FBI with the threat and then subsequent follow-through of retaliation because they are whistleblowers, because they didn't want to break the law, because they knew that it was wrong to target Americans without cause, and they swore an oath to the United States Constitution, not to a political party. That makes them whistleblowers. That makes them courageous for coming forward and telling the truth. Gentlemen, I'm going to ask you all to please turn on your microphones, because we're going to go really fast, okay? Mr. Friend, during your service with the FBI, you served on the FBI SWAT team, correct?
Yes.
As you heard, my husband is a SWAT medic and has been part of joint operations with the FBI. So I would like to know, what is the threshold for these call-outs? And can you briefly detail the type of crimes warranted for an FBI SWAT team call-out?
There's a threat matrix, the SWAT matrix, in order to utilize the tactical team, but it could be as easy as somebody being in possession of a firearm or a request from a local agency just to use the FBI SWAT team.
Okay, so Mr. Friend, your security clearance was suspended by the FBI after raising concerns for the use of excessive force with regard to the use of FBI SWAT teams to your direct supervisor, correct?
Yes.
Would you consider this retaliation?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. O'Boyle, you were suspended without pay from the FBI on September 23rd, correct?
I was initially suspended on the 26th. The suspension of pay came a little bit later.
Thank you for that clarification. You had raised concerns to your chain of command when no action was taken that you reported these concerns then to Congress, correct?
Correct.
Once you contacted Congress, you were then suspended. Your top secret security clearance was then suspended for those protected disclosures to Congress, correct?
Correct.
That seems like retaliation, no?
That's to me.
Okay. Mr. Allen, you were suspended from the FBI without pay on January 10th, correct?
That's correct.
You were suspended because you sent links to your squad to provide situational awareness about the FBI investigation on January 6th, correct?
Yes.
Yes or no, wasn't open source searches and sharing of information part of the duties of your job? And subsequently, after doing your job and your supervisors not liking the tone of the open source articles you provided because it didn't fit the FBI's narrative, your security clearance was revoked, correct? To all our whistleblowers, yes or no, do you believe that the retaliation pattern has a cooling effect on other agents from coming forward or speaking up? Yes or no, Mr. O'Boyle?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you believe that the FBI is purposefully hostile to you for that reason, to keep agents from speaking up?
Yes.
Yes, no question.
Yes.
So I think it's clear we have a pattern here. If you speak up about the abuses, you are seen as an agent or are sharing information that may not fall in line with the FBI's political narrative. You will be suspended without pay, have your security clearance revoked, and your life will be turned upside down.
Oh, my gosh. In the United States of America. and for raising these questions now, of course, as she alluded to at the beginning. Oh, you want to defund the police? No, we want to fix the FBI. That's what we want to do.
That's where they go.
Want to fix the FBI.
That's where they go. Full scorched earth.
Maybe it'll cost more. Anyway, good job, Kat Kamick. She is she's a rock star. Love her.
Like what she said, the wife of a SWAT paramedic, you dolt. real world person here.
Texter says, maybe we the people should start with the people who lie and give cover for the corrupt. All the free TV stations, NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, PBS, stop advertising through all local stations. Stop watching anything on those stations. Stop using any media that keeps lying about what's happening. Do everything we can to end these titans that are destroying our country. And yes, I know the local people in these stations aren't necessarily bad, but we have to think of a way to put them out of business and demand a truthful media. MyPillow 2.0 is here. Brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you comfortable throughout the night. Mike Lindell has done it again. Sleep is all about temperature and height. It's not a firm or soft thing. Everyone wants soft, but they need support. The patented adjustable fill is going to give you the exact support you need from the bed to your head, and it's going to stay that way throughout the night. This is where it gets really good. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions. You get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over. All of that is gone with the MyPillow 2.0 cooling technology. Your MyPillow 2.0 will stay cool all night long. It's truly the best pillow you'll ever own. And right now you buy one and you get one free. That's right, buy one, get one of the MyPillow 2.0. Just use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.